get from Middleton to Waterloo, you go on Interstate 37, out of Middleton to Milton Road. You want to turn right off the Interstate Primary onto Conway toward Chester, then look for a primary road going up the mountain to Westchester Road. If you miss that, there's a secondary dirt track through Chester, and you can backtrack to Westchester from there. When you get to Chester, take a sharp left turn that backtracks along the road you were on. If you go straight out of Chester, the track runs into a thicket and your car will get scratched up. The backtrack gets you to Westchester, which is a primary road. Go south on Westchester to Conway Road. Look for a fork in the road. You want the right fork. The left fork is a secondary to Boonesboro. The secondary at Boonesboro runs through another thicket and dead ends. So if you get to Boonesboro, you want to retrace back through the thicket to Conway. Take Conway around Boonesboro through Sheffield to Springfield. On Conway, you look for Sheffield Road. Take a right off Conway Street. In Sheffield, you want to look for the Sheffield Mountain Track. Go across the secondary track, take a sharp right, backtrack about a mile, looking for the entrance to the interstate. Take the primary interstate west into Springfield and get off at exit 2 on the other side of Springfield. The sign says Waterloo Road. You take Waterloo up the mountain, on the other side of the mountain, get to Waterloo. The longest it could take you from Middleton to Waterloo is about 5 hours, if you don't miss any turns. It would be 5 hours minus retracing from Chester, minus retracing through the thicket, minus the dead end in Boonesboro, minus retracing through the other thicket, or about 3 hours.